Hello and welcome to StarCast. This is your host, Matthew Williams. Today we'll be talking about graduation and the ceremony being in person for the first time in 2 years. Today we're going to be talking with Lauren Robinson and Epiphany Esparza. Let's get going. So would you guys like to introduce yourselves, give you your name and, you know, what year you are, though it's a little given for this topic.
My name's Lauren. I am a senior, obviously, and my major is natural sciences with a double minor in chemistry and biology.
My name is Epiphany Esparza. I am also a senior graduating in May, and my major is fashion design, and I'm minoring in graphic design.
Are y'all excited to graduate?
Yeah. It's been a long 4 years. Fun, of course, but yeah, I'm glad it's coming to a good end. Good end of school year. Yeah.
Good. This is like, you know, like ready to be done, ready to have summer.
For sure.
Find another jobs and stuff. And then Epiphany, what about you? Are you ready to have it all over with?
Yeah. This last school year has been a little rough,
a little bumpy,
but I'm glad it's coming to a decent end. And
yeah. Right now, I will fully say I'm kind of ready to see the next venture as well. I think, you know, my time at Dominican's been good for the most part. Like, the people I met here love the, you know, teachers as well, but like anything in life, there's needs to be a step that comes afterwards, and I think it's the appropriate time. Now, what kind of activities did you guys do at your time at Dominican as seniors or all 4 years that kind of, you'd say, really made a big impact to you and that you'll kind of really remember after you grow?
For me personally, I honestly am a bit more of a reserved person, so yeah. I kind of didn't get as involved as I would have liked to, unfortunately. Yeah. But I also think that the pandemic definitely took a toll on that too, which was unfortunate.
I think everybody could agree with you. And, you know, I think with that, a lot of us didn't get to do the activities we might have wanted to do or things of that nature as we were all kind of spread out for these 2 years that we even have in-person graduations. We were also not doing other activities as well. Like Casino Night just came back. A couple nights ago, which is a fun event that's hosted on campus, and we were the last grade to remember it actually from before, and it's crazy that no one else had it or really remember it besides our grade, because it was a cool staple for every year hosted by CAB. Now, Lauren, is there anything that you'll really take on memories-wise?
I did a lot of activities. I was on the board for MedLife. I was on the board for MAPS, but my favorite...
What is MAPS, by the way?
MAPS is Medical Association for Pre-Med Students.
Gotcha.
Pre-Med or pre-nursing, I should say. They just recently changed it. And MedLife
so
is...
So it could be NAPS now,
yeah.
Too?
NAPS.
We all love NAPS here.
And then MedLife stands for Medical Education Diversity for Low-Income Families Everywhere.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so that's what that is. However, my favorite... activity was being captain of the Starlets for 3 years.
I know.
We are officially a recognized club sport here.
Let's
Dominican.
Go! Yeah.
For the first time ever.
That's great.
Really excited for the girls that are going to be recruited next year. Unfortunately, I am sad that I won't be a part of the new club sport, but I can say that I'm glad that I helped found it and help
exactly.
bring it there.
You did definitely help pave the way for that, and you all had a wonderful showcase a few weeks ago that went off so well, and I know a lot of people really liked it and enjoyed it. And so I think the work you've done leading up to this point as senior has developed a great leadership for these different girls who are a part of it and can take that knowing that your leadership did affect them. And so I think that's, you know, definitely why, you know, we gave some kudos to you when you started going after, because, you know, you did a great job. So are y'all ready to actually, you know, we talked about getting ready to graduate itself, but are you all excited to walk across the stage, you know, and get that diploma, shake Glenna's hand, or as you said, President Temple, You know, Glenn and I are tight. You know, yeah. I might have to cut that. You know, I'm about to cut that out of it. You know, don't need to get back to her. Who does he think he is? You know, he knows me. But are y'all ready to, you know, get the diploma that says, look, you paid all this money? I'm joking. Yeah. No, but so is that aspect, you know, that for that day exciting?
Yeah, for sure. I'm really excited to, you know, cheer on all my friends across the stage. You're welcome. We've all worked so hard to get to this point, and I'm proud of everyone. So proud of the class of 2022. Like, I know COVID really kind of threw us off gear, because a lot of us are taking gap years now.
Yeah. Which is not always a bad thing.
Which is never a bad thing. No, I'm actually taking a gap year myself.
Yeah.
Thank the Lord.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. it's needed. Education is rigorous, and we take a lot of tolls on it. Mm-hmm. And I think taking that time to get into a good mindset and spirit to, you know, rejuvenate ourselves and stuff before we go back into education, or, you know, we continue on this work career, whatever we're doing, is great. So, Lauren, aren't you helping with the senior class kid?
Yes, I am. I am really excited that we have reached almost our target goal.
Nice. That's great to hear.
If we haven't already, I haven't checked these past couple of days.
It's almost like it's beginning of the week, a whirlwind. Yes. You know.
Please donate class of 2022. You only have to donate your year amount. So class of 2022 is $20.22. Well, and you get a free t-shirt.
Well, I honestly did the $10 because that's in my rationale. For those who are a little maybe on the fence, I think, hey, $10 t-shirt's a pretty good deal. Like, so I put mom and dad's credit card information in and said, thanks for helping donate to the school. And one thing that I felt was interesting, and I told a lot of people that they didn't realize, is that there's three great organizations that the money goes to, kind of. It's not just some obscure fund that it's like, the class gift, wherever it may go, who knows? You know, DU Feeds is a great organization, helping people, you know, get the scholarships they need. And there's so many different great choices to choose from when selecting your, like, it's such a great thing. And how is the process like, kind of getting everything organized together for this kind of process of collecting the class gift?
We've actually taken a new way of kind of, like, doing it this year. You know, we've created an Instagram page.
I saw that. I follow it. Yeah, so.
Okay. Just keeping up with the times.
try to be hip.
Try to be hip.
Raise them roofs, y'all, you know.
Yes, we are taking a new approach on it this year. We've created an Instagram page. You know, we're trying to get the word out to help go over our target goal. So what we're thinking is, you know, we're going to have it maybe be like a little, I don't want to say competition, but let's see if the class of 2023 can beat the class of 2022.
Oh, there you go. I like it. Yeah, it makes a good little competition.
A little something.
So and we'll be biased and want class of 2022 to win. let's go our year, you know. But so Epiphany, but you, as you are fashion major and can, you know, school me in the terms of fashion as I sit here in my loungewear and my Oklahoma t-shirt, being as casual as can be. That's right, people. I don't record this in fancy getup. I'm in the most casual things ever. You know, we have fun here. But I'm curious on your take on something.
Okay.
So, do you think that, you know, a lot of people like decide to decorate their cap and gowns and things like that. Are you interested to see the different designs people come with? Because now we can have this big celebration. Yes, there's candle and roses still in these past 2 years. Mm-hmm. Especially last year. I don't think that there was the year before. But are, you know, excited to see the different designs people have? And
yeah. No, that's a really cool question. I mean, I honestly am kind of interested in seeing the different designs that people do on their caps, because, I mean, I don't know. I'm just a design major, like a design person overall, so I definitely could, like, you know,
You're like, oh, that one was good. That one used a little work. Okay, you know.
But I do think it's super interesting, like, seeing people outside of, like, the design realm. Mm-hmm. Like, take their, you know.
Creativity.
Put their, like, take on, like, how they want to celebrate and stuff like that on their caps. And I think it's cool. I like to see
it. Very nice. Yeah. And then go back to both of you and the idea of celebration. Do you have any big plans on how to celebrate graduating, you know, hopefully nothing too crazy, but
we're going to the club, baby. Yeah.
Not sponsored by the Mason University, you know.
I'm just kidding.
Yeah, I know. Will you both have family in or do something nice to celebrate this momentous achievement for both of you or all three of us, really? I'm sadly graduating too, y'all, so you'll have a different host next year. Looking forward to doing that kind of celebration.
Yeah. I don't really have any huge plans, but I mean, I'm sure I'll figure something out. You know, someone will come.
Yeah, some party poppers or something. Boop, you know, the
blow horn thing. Yeah,
a kazoo.
A kazoo. Yeah.
Don't want to get copyrighted from singing too much music now. No, but I think one thing that would be interesting to hear y'all's take on, because I know that last year it was just a PowerPoint presentation that was scenario one.
Okay.
And it was just the person's picture and name, and that was your graduation.
Wow.
Granted, it was way shorter than a normal one. I'm like, being only like a 30 minutes is kind of nice.
Yeah.
As much as I want to celebrate all of our achievements, I do not want to just be sitting in Rosemont Theater for 5 hours going...
Right.
Another speech. You know, not that there won't be great speeches. I'm not trying, but it's just like, sometimes you're just like sitting there like, okay, let's get on with the program. You know, I was even that way for my high school graduation. I was like, okay. And I came from a smaller high school because it was a Catholic high school. And so it wasn't even like one of those big ones of like, here's 10,000 people graduating all at once. You know, I see you point at yourself. Yeah. Tiffany, you know.
And I was like, about the same amount as Dominican.
Mine's about like 200. Mine was like 200.
My high school 600, 700. Had 1,000 kids. We were sitting there for hours.
Yeah, we were almost at 1,000. We were sitting there for like 3 hours. And I was like, let's...
See, for us too, even with that, they were like, don't clap till the end. We're clapping at the end.
Yes, they told us the same thing.
So, and I hope they do that here. But I know I'm going to be glad that we're actually in a physical space again. Mm-hmm. And I think it'll be nice to, you know, not feel like, okay, I just have to share this slideshow with mom and dad where it's 1 minute, just my, you know, beautiful picture. I say that in quotations on a screen. So do you both think you will enjoy not having that, you know, just very virtual approach and be able to have, like, people there and things like that?
I do. I really think I do. I think it's going to be more sentimental that way. Mm-hmm. Not saying that last year's wasn't sentimental at all.
No, but people I talked to, they were like, it was a little disheartening.
It was disheartening, for sure. I'm glad that they decided to have ours in person. I know there was some talk back and forth, like maybe, maybe not, but I'm glad they decided to this year. And they have been at a bigger venue, right?
They do.
Yeah, so it's even more, you know, spread out. I know, you know. It'll be obviously masks, you know, recommended and, you know, everything like that. But I think it'll be exciting.
I was born in the darkness. Sorry, I don't have any masks. I think I'm Bane still from Batman.
Yeah.
The nerd in me comes out. What about you, Epiphany?
I'm pretty excited. I am a little bit nervous just to walk across the stage in front of that many people, but I think it will be.
Yeah, me too.
Just be careful in the hills. That's all. You know, it's not the biggest thing.
Yeah.
And, you know, what do you, and talking about the space and venue, we're only limited 6 tickets for 6 guests. You know, how do you feel about this? I know personally, just because of where my family lives, not everybody's able to come up. Like, 6 was like the perfect number for me. I was like, enough for my mom and my dad, my aunt and uncle coming up. We have just enough tickets, but I know people with bigger families who are pretty much like, spare tickets, please!
Yeah.
It is spare tickets because they all their families from around here. So I was curious what y'all thought about having only a limited number of seats to have for graduation.
For me, I mean, it's not really an issue for me. I only live with my mom.
Yeah.
So she may want to bring someone around. I don't know.
Well, plus one, got it. Yeah, you know.
But for me, it's not really an issue. But I do understand the problem. And I know a lot of friends of mine are like, asking me, they're like, oh, yeah. I know you live with your mom. Can I use some of your tickets? I'm like, yeah, it's cool. Like, yeah, go ahead.
Six was actually perfect for me, too. I might have, like, one left over, but for the most part, six was perfect for me, too. I mean, like, you know, I'm from St. Louis, so it's just going to be my mom, my dad, my sister, and my two grandmas.
There you go.
Nice.
All in a van. God bless them.
Hey, as long as the van has working AC, you know. But still, I definitely get the struggle of, okay, everybody get up, you know, which your sister should already be up, just still up here.
She'll still be here.
Yeah, because Sydney is a...
she's a student here.
Yes, yes. One of our resident assistants.
Yeah, she's an RA. Cog one. For now.
Yeah, well, next year, in the month that we have
left,
this comes out when you'll have basically 2 weeks left of school. If you need anything, go find her then, you know.
Sure.
move out week, just go, hey, Sydney, you know.
Check her out.
Yeah.
But I'm trying to think. So, what would you say is the part of graduation you're looking for to most? It could honestly be, like, personally, the fashionista in me, sorry, Epiphany, you know, like, I want to style a little bit, you know, gotta love the picture time afterwards, you know, after the graduation, not that I don't like walking, because, oh, yes, Matthew Williams, oh, thank you, you know.
I think the part I'm most looking forward to is just that sigh of relief you get, like, wow, like, I made it, like, I made it. This is it. Like, this is the moment, you know, I've been waiting for, I've been waiting to celebrate for.
Yeah.
You know, like, that sigh of relief, that,
you know.
Yeah.
Mine's always a little guttural.
You know, not to sound stereotypical fashion major, but I actually am looking forward to people's dresses and outfits.
There you go.
And, you know, just taking pictures with my friends and celebrating their accomplishments and stuff. Mm-hmm. I'm looking forward to that.
I'll be fully honest, you know, talking about fashion and all this stuff in there. Is one of the things I was like, wonder if I could wear jeans. Nobody knows because that that gown's so long, you know. Like,
yeah, no one's going to notice.
I know. No, well, and no. I talked to somebody. They're like, oh, I gotta get full suit. I was like, you are going to die. It's like, you're like, I don't know how. I know it's Chicago. Things are colder here, but do not wear a full suit under your gown. You will collapse. Graduation will be on Mother's Day, which is May 8th, and will be for undergraduates like us, who are seniors for the undergraduate programs. We'll be at 12, and then for graduate students, we'll be at 4:30. If you're wanting to go, talk to people who might have some tickets, or if you're working around on campus, see how you can do to help. You know, I'm a little surprised they're having on Mother's Day, but apparently that's a thing we've done for years now. Yep. All of our moms will just be proud that we graduated. Mom, my gift to you is graduating, you know.
Seriously,
you're getting nothing else. You're getting nothing else. Just this diploma that's actually mine.
I was going to say, I am going to have a graduation stole.
There you go.
I'm going to, like, have it custom made.
Oh, nice.
So it's going to have the Nigerian flag on it.
Oh, I love that. Yeah.
My family. That's where our roots are from. It's going to say Black Women STEM on the right, and then 2022 on the left.
I love that. That's awesome. Well, cool. Now, that's another thing, you know, we talked about the hats as well, and the stoles that people do. And I think one of the really things that's interested me about being present at these graduations in person is seeing the different designs that people use for their stoles and their caps, because that's one of the really cool things about Dominican is the amount of different people from different backgrounds all coming together. And I love seeing how different people express that part of themselves in their cap and gown and show that pride of who they are, what they are, and what they've achieved, because, you know, that's their time to shine and show off that achievement and their pride they have for, you know, what their upbringing was and their heritage. And I think that's something really beautiful that having an in-person graduation can show. So and I think that'll be one of the really interesting parts of the ceremony as people walk across the stage.
For sure.
So
for sure.
With graduation, one of the big things that comes along with it is candles and roses. Who do you guys have your rose picked out yet?
I do. My sister, Sydney, is my rose.
Very nice. Man, she got 2 shout-outs out in this episode. Her ears are probably ringing, you know. Yeah. You hear that saying, you know?
Like, oh my god, someone's talking about me right now.
But it's Lauren.
Yeah, Sydney's my rose. We're trying to do, like, a matching white thing.
Oh, very nice. That's cool.
Sisterly kind of stuff, you know.
I actually haven't signed up for it yet, and I do not know if I will.
That's fair.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful ceremony. For those who don't know, it's where seniors process over the crosswalk that's by the quad with candles, and then an underclassman has a rose, and they walk together, and there's an exchange, basically, as seniors give the light of knowledge to the underclassmen, and they, in return, give them a rose as a thank you. And it's one of the traditions that was instituted by the Dominicans here, and it's been here for a long time. Mm-hmm. And online graduation, it's unticketed. Anybody can come, but you have to either stand or bring a lawn chair. So, but it's a very beautiful ceremony to take part in, and just look, because it's at dusk, and so you see all these candles lit around. Last year, I was on my good friend Jared Schmuck's rose. The irony is, it started raining during the ceremony.
Yes.
And so our candle went out before we could change it. And both of us, of course, were like, act like it's so hot. Act like it's so lit. Oh, yeah, the light's really bright here. Oh, crazy, you know. But it was pretty funny, and we had a great time. And my rose is, her name's Malia. She's a sophomore here, and she's been a good friend and stuff. Okay. Cool. So it's one of those really nice things that that's part of the graduation ceremony, as well as baccalaureate. Mm-hmm. As seniors who are leaving, any advice for underclassmen as they continue on their journey or are just starting their journey here at Dominican?
For me, kind of speaking from personal experience that I kind of talked about earlier, is don't be afraid to get involved here.
Yeah.
Because I am a bit more involved, and I'm meeting a lot of new people this year specifically that I hadn't known about earlier, and I do regret it a bit. And, you know, everyone here is super nice, super welcoming. Like, it's just such a sweet community. So, yeah. That's what I would say. Just don't be afraid to jump in there.
For me, also speaking from personal experience, like I said before, like these 4 years, they were kind of hard. But you just have to keep pushing forward. You have to keep, like, quote unquote, grinding.
Yeah, get that grind.
Get the grind on, you know?
Get that bread, you know?
Yes. Yeah. Let's get the bread. It'll all pay off in the end, and it'll all be worth it.
What I want to say as my little last tidbit of advice is that take risks, try new opportunities. Don't let the stress and scariness of new experiences stop you from achieving something you really like. There are so many great opportunities through the school, through either the professors or fellow classmates or different programs here, that really, if you try those things out and you push yourself a little harder, you'll understand that, oh man, I love this thing and I had no idea I did. You can take a step out of that comfort zone and realize something new. And I think I say this both as somebody who moved a little bit part way across country to come here and had to be on my own and figure out things, but also doing things like this podcast and try and take it up and, you know, make it into what it is now and get these stepping stones and progresses. Taking those risks to maybe do something pretty great and help other people do. And with that, I will hopefully say also be there for each other. Dominicans, one of Dominicans' key root is community. And I hope this podcast for everyone is a reminder of the community that's building in Dominican. So be there for each other. You know, build friendships, build connections with your teachers and fellow classmates, because they might be lifelong friends, they might just be college friends, but there's so many memories to be made through them and support given there. Look forward to them and embrace them. Thank you guys so much. I really appreciate you both being on. I hope you both had a great time.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, so congratulations on graduating. You know, let's, you know, time to celebrate a little bit. And thank you everybody for listening. Once again, we want to give a major shout out and thank you to Shonda Dudleshek, Dr. John Jenks, Dr. Carolyn Reinhardt, the WeatherTech Innovation Lab, and the recording studio. And I want to thank all of you listeners for this amazing time I've had as the host, as a new host will pick up in the next school year. Thank you so much for listening, and stay tuned for more StarCast. Have a great day.